Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. It's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. Well, it's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. Well, it's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. And Todd recorded on his phone so we don't miss an episode. Other podcasts might have just not released something, but this is the Todd Glass Show, and it's professional.
Hey. All right, I'll admit it, I miss you. You admitted it. When's the new season of I Think You Should Leave Now come out? That's the most important thing. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Well, I do miss everybody, and it's the longest we've ever been out of the studio. But it's the last week. So next week, we're back in the studio. We have Jimmy Pardo for the first hour. And then a family show for the next hour and a half, probably. So, we are ending this tour off in Pittsburgh. And we are at a place called the Comedy Arcade Theater. And it is just, even if you don't make it out to our show, which I hope you do, come check out the place. It's this cool, just oozes with charm, my new favorite term, theater. There is a downstairs room, black box theater with tiered seating, and it holds about 100 and some odd people, and upstairs holds about 90. And it's a great way to wrap this up. And everybody that runs it is so nice, so accommodating. We took over the whole second floor and really made it our own, from the music we're playing in the lobby to the lighting, and it's just everything. And the backstage, the green room, if you're a comedian and you're listening to this, the green room is just so nice. Its own bathroom, which most good clubs have, but once in a while, you know. But it has its own bathroom, and it's beautiful, brand new couches and a table to eat dinner with like seven people, and a refrigerator stocked with really cool stuff, and goes right to the stage, and there's a back entrance if you want to come in and not go through the audience. Me, I go right through the audience just so, yeah, I want people to see me because I need the attention. But just so nice, just so special. And the band's with me, and it's going to be just really great. And then also, I want to give a shout out. I know I'm going to say it wrong, but this place calls The Drawer, The Drury. I'm going to say it wrong. D-R-U-R-Y. D-R-U-R-Y. Plaza Hotel. It's this like old, old building that they converted to the hotel. And they also have been, they gave us this like absurd nice room. And so we've been just really loving it here. And the whole stay has been special. And thank you to them and to the Comedy Arcade Theater Wait, if you go, it's right in your city. It's this coolest place. And there's improv classes there. You can see sketch or improv, often stand-up comedy as the week that I'm here. So, all right, that is it. Next week, we're back in studio. I don't think there's anything else to say except you are loved, right? Are you? I think you are. Yeah, a real positive way to send a good message. You're loved. Definitely. Definitely. Go check out Orville Peck. He's great. Some of my friends went and saw him on Jimmy Kimmel, and they said seeing him live was just fucking electric. It's just this energy that was in the room. He's a fucking performer, excuse my language. But it's great. Just great. Alrighty. That's it for now. I think that covered everything, and I don't want to ramble, so let me look at my notes if there's anything I missed. No, and when we get back in studio, John Brand Wagner has been every single show mounting some cameras, so we have a really good representation of from Philadelphia to New Hope, John and Peters. Philadelphia was at Helium, on to New Hope, John and Peters, on to New York at the Murmur Theater, and then ending up here at the Comedy Arcade Theater in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And by the way, if you've never been to Pittsburgh, you don't know anything about it. It's really nice. It's a really cool city with like a cool landscape, old buildings and hills. And Pittsburgh is amazing. It really is. So that's it. You're great. You're special. Aristotle, I'm going to let you roll in a Mr. Rogers song, but it doesn't have to be the same one. I want you to pick one, okay? And that's how we'll say goodbye. Just fade it in, Aristotle. My voice fades out, and Mr. Rogers comes in.
What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag and see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. It's true.